I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
In the English language, the word hope means I wish something happens. I hope you have a great vacation. I hope my team wins. But the biblical concept of hope is absolute confidence. When we call Jesus our blessed hope, we don't mean, boy, I kind of hope, I'm hopeful that he comes back. No, we mean, I am so sure he's coming back. It changes everything about how I live. And I think what has happened sometimes to us is we've lost hope. That, again, we keep checking the scoreboard when we've already been told how the game ends. I'm one of those guys who doesn't watch many games live. I tape them, and then when my team wins, I go back and watch them. So my team almost is undefeated every year. But anybody who's a sports fan knows that your greatest and fondest memories are not games where you won by a gazillion points, but games where you were hopelessly behind and somehow pulled it out. We love miracles, but we forget it takes a mess to have a miracle. And at the end of the day, we have been absolutely assured that we win. I'm on the welcoming committee, not the programming committee, when it comes to Revelation. I don't understand all the details. I can't tell you right now who the Antichrist is or whatever. But I have peeked. I have looked, and it says we win. And once I know that, like I said, well, the further I'm behind in third quarter, then the greater the fourth quarter comeback is going to be.
So does that, if we hang on to that hope, we know that Jesus is coming back, there will be a day when all will be made right, does that mean we just sort of pull back and isolate and say, well, it doesn't really matter what happens in our culture, the world will, can just continue to unravel?
No, I think we're always called to be salt and we're always called to be light. And we happen to live in a culture, we have a very strong voice. It still has to be a godly voice. We can't fight fire with fire and use the weapons of the world where they're disrespectful or whatever, and so therefore we don't want to be respectful. But at the end of the day, we're allowed to be part of the process. And I look at any Christian who says, I'm not going to be part of the process, is missing it big time. But our hope isn't in the process. And if somehow we were ever marginalized and not allowed in the process, well, welcome to most Christians and most of history. We still can honor Jesus quite well in that environment. In fact, I like to point out, if you were to go back in time, we would have thought the worst had happened in China and the Iron Curtain, because Christianity was essentially forbidden and kicked out. And we would have said, well, at least we have freedom of religion and all this in Western Europe. But in God's overarching time frame, we look at now and we go, wow. He was really at work behind the scenes in the places that we thought there was no freedom, far more than in the places that we felt like, wow, at least we, weren't shut out of this place.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.